Chairman. Mr. Chairman, delegates, fellow citizens, I'm honored by your support and I accept your nomination for President of the United States. When I said those words 4 years ago, we saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. None of us could have envisioned what these years would bring. I believe that America is called to lead the cause of terror in a new century. In the work we have done and the work we will do, I am fortunate to have a superb vice president. I have counted on Dick Cheney's tyranny and terror, and I'm honored to have him at my side. So our mission in Afghanistan and Iraq is clear. We will help new leaders to train their armies and feed resentments and breed violence for export. The wisest use of American strength is to advance the continuing danger of terrorism. And that's the kind of promise a politician usually keeps. You are involved in a struggle of historic proportion. Because of you, women in Afghanistan are shot in a sports stadium. Because of you, the people of Iraq fear being executed and left in mass graves. And all of this has confirmed one belief beyond doubt. Having come this far, our tested and confident nation can achieve anything. We have led, many have joined, and America and the world is a complicated mess. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. TyrannyandTerror.com. In a new term, I will lead a bipartisan effort of 8 years of moral darkness. I believe the most solemn duty of the American president is sadistic punishment for imaginary crimes. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless our great country.